A lot of things happened last week on the markets. Maybe things are slowing down a little. How's it looking, John?
Well, this is a week where there's not a lot of economic data coming out, but I can guarantee you something will happen this week that will surprise us. On Friday, the Dow eked out a small gain, about 30 points. Futures are down about 10 points this morning. What was interesting was that on Friday we got the big numbers on jobs. That was from the federal government. The unemployment rate dropped to 7.4%, but the number of new jobs created was a disappointing 162,000. But if you dissect that number, it's even more disappointing. The majority of those jobs, those new jobs being created this year, are coming from part-time jobs and also jobs that are in lower-paying sectors. So not very good numbers if you look below the surface. Now, we did get some good numbers on consumer spending. Consumer spending in the month of June, it lags a month behind, was up 0.5%. That's twice as much as it was in May, the biggest number we've seen since May. Now, personal income was only at 0.3%, less than expected. So, but the consumer is still spending. We've been talking a lot about how well auto sales are doing, and particularly truck sales. Well, Toyota reported over the weekend a record profit. They made $5.63 billion. That's an all-time record profit in the quarter. But one of the reasons is because of the weak yen. See, the yen has dropped substantially, which makes their export products even cheaper in foreign markets. And in fact, most of their gain was attributable to the drop in the price of the yen. Last week, we talked about Exxon reporting a very disappointing quarter, how $11 billion of market value evaporated in just a matter of one day. Well, Chevron also reporting a pretty bad quarter. Second quarter profit down 26%. They made $5.37 billion. That's almost 90 cents a share less earnings per share than they made the same quarter of last year, and was substantially below what Wall Street was expecting. Their stock dropped on Friday also. So Chevron and Exxon both, number one, number two, reporting tough times in these markets. We've talked a lot about the changes in the media industry. In fact, I'm sure you saw over the weekend the big spat between Time Warner and CBS, where Time Warner dropped CBS in some major markets like New York and Los Angeles and Dallas. Well, the New York Times making news again. Of course, the New York Times owned KFSM here in Fort Smith for over 50 years, and they sold it a few years ago, and it has since sold again. The New York Times is selling the Boston Globe to none other than John Henry. Now, he's the owner of the Boston Red Sox. Maybe he can turn around that company like he did the Red Sox. When he took over the Red Sox, they had not won a World Series in 86 years. They won the World Series in 2004 and 2007. This may be a bigger challenge. He's going to pay $70 million in cash for the Boston Globe. 20 years ago in 1993, the New York Times paid $1 billion for that entity, now selling it for $70 million. In that 20-year, the Boston Globe has lost over half of its circulation. And lastly, if you look at what the masses are doing, in the month of July, U.S. equity mutual funds, stock mutual funds, saw a net inflow of $40 billion. That's a record by far. That happened as the S&P 500 and the Dow indexes reached all-time highs. Now, the bond market saw in the net outflow. Bond funds lost $21 billion in net assets in the month of June. July. That's after a record $60 billion outflow in the month of June. So the question is, do you want to follow the masses, put all your money in the stock market, draw all your money out of the bond market, or do you want to be a contrarian? And the answer is, I don't have an answer for you.
I don't know. Yeah. Claude Legree and I were laughing, chuckled at that one. Who does have that answer? John, if you don't. Thank you.
Thanks, Bill.
All right.